when Blue Week Tom Briscoe, what's it like?
It's pretty special, obviously. Knowing what's to come at the end of the week is a big incentive to be part of these games. And I think at the start of the week, it's all about preparing and just relaxing more than anything, and not letting it go past without really taking much in.
You've been before, obviously you won it last year, but you've been before and lost. Do you feel in a better position now you've been there and won it, and know what it all feels like when you do?
Yeah, I suppose that's the key thing. Obviously coming and losing, it's not the best feeling. And walking up the steps, it's a long way to get your medal. But winning that long way means everything, and it's a great experience to walk up those steps and lift the trophy and get the gold medal at the end of it.
Some of your teammates are not in a fortunate position. It's going to be their first time. What would you pass on to them by way of a message?
Oh, just to stay relaxed at this point in time and make the most of it. I think fortunately enough for me, this will be my fourth occasion, so I've been lucky enough to experience it, and I think no one really told me anything at the start of the first one that I played in, so I think looking back now it passed me by too quick and I didn't really take anything in apart from the end really, and that's all the bad moments from that experience of losing. So if anything, it's just to take it all in and just stay relaxed and do what you do, really.
When you were out injured and you were doing the hard yards in the gym on your own, is it days like Saturday that just keep you going and make you just work that little bit harder?
Yeah, it definitely is. Obviously, being out for 5 months, it's a long road and there isn't much light at the start, so stuck in the gym by yourself and all the training like that, so when we got to the semi-finals, I wanted to be part of that, but unfortunately for me, it was just too early. And when we got through to the final and knew that we'd be playing this week, it was certainly a game that I wanted to get back for to put in a good performances in order to get my spot back for that.
At the KC on Friday night, you were public enemy number one, especially when you race the length of the field to score. There'll be a lot of your old fans will be cheering you on this week, and they want you to beat Rovers, won't they?
Yeah, I can imagine that. I think after this week, I get more stick going to LKR than I do FC, so it'll be an interesting one, like you say. I'm not sure which side the FC fans will be supporting.
Well, Lee Radford was certainly behind you. He came out and said that he wants Leeds to win. He said, right. I'm a Leeds fan for the day.
Right, oh, brilliant. I think that'll be the first and only time you'll hear him say that. But no, it'll be a great occasion. Obviously, there's support for both teams, and I suppose the neutrals will be picking a side on who they like best. So it'll bode well for a good atmosphere, and I think the one thing about Hull, the fans travel in numbers, so in any final where a Hull team, they'll be well supported, so we know it's going to be a great atmosphere, and on the back of that, they'll be putting in a great performance in order to send those fans home happy.
What about for your family? Is it obviously a big occasion for them, isn't it? They've backed you throughout your career. Is it nice to share moments like this with them?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think the family part of it is everything as much as going out there and winning. So in order to do that, obviously you've got your parents who follow you from being 6 years old. So I suppose it's a proud moment for them to see you walking out on Wembley, but more importantly to lift the trophy as we did last year, and hopefully we can replicate that this year.